The Guardian.
Boxing, there's a lot of waiting, you know, waiting for a fight, waiting for the first bell. For you, you're waiting for the Olympics. How are you dealing with this long wait?
Just like everyone else, really. We're just training, just looking forward to it now. We've had the right preparation, we've trained hard, we've boxed well. Now we're just waiting just to get out there and hopefully bring some medals home.
Sure. The fact that you're going in, you know, being hotly tipped to hopefully win a gold medal, does that add to the pressure, the expectation? Does it make it more difficult?
In my eyes, everywhere I go to win, really. So I put myself in a difficult situation anyway. So it's just no different, really. Every tournament I go to, I want to win.
Were your two biggest fans out there, your mum and your nan?
No, they can't come here either.
Yeah.
But my girlfriend's got a baby on the way now.
So
she was going to come, but she can't come.
What's her name?
Rhea Rochelle.
And when is the baby due?
December.
Oh, gosh.
So hopefully try and get a medal.
So it's going to be quite a year, hey? So it also makes you want to turn pro, I guess, and with baby on the way.
I think I'm going to, yeah, because with the UK sport does everything, but the ABA... they're just a joke, really. They don't do nothing for you.
Was that so?
They give you so many promises and just don't keep them. So
I mean,
I can't see me staying amateur unless something changes.
But that seems, because I mean, obviously for them, with 2012 coming up, I mean, I know you're going to have to go pro, but I mean, you think they'd be bending over backwards too?
If they did, I'm not too sure whether I would stay amateur or not. So I love the amateur game, and I don't know if the Olympics are going to stay the same, but it's been not easy the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. It's only my biggest trouble is making weight more than getting in there and winning. Mm-hmm. So the Olympics become, if it is easy then, and I get a good offer, who knows really. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, as you said, they've got to pull their finger out. Do you feel they just let you down?
We go to tournaments in Albania, like an Albanians out there in tracksuits, and we're all there in our own clothes. The UK sport board, the tracksuit, they were there. It's only 25 quid, and to be fair, it didn't look one bit good, but at least we had a tracksuit instead of having nothing.
Because they're getting so much good publicity that, oh yeah, they got their shit together,
If it's anyone who should be thanked, it should be UK Sport and the lottery funding.
So that first day you walked into the gym, you know, boxing is such a thing, the sounds, the smells, it's such like nothing else. Were you immediately captivated by it?
I remember when I sparred with a lad called Gary Stowe from Birmingham, and both of us just tried to take each other's head off, really. For three rounds, and at the end of the round, the coach is going to, he's going to be special to us there. And it was a really, really good like, feeling to coach that match. And then a year or two later, things never worked out, so I left that club and I went to Small Leaf and I met my coach now, Tom Chaney. I was about 14 and I've been with him ever since, for 8-9 years, and nearly 23. So
you lost your first fight though, didn't you?
Yeah, I lost my first fight.
What happened?
I don't know, a lot of people thought I won, but now if I bring it off now, I'm not asked. I was only a kid and I boxed in Birmingham as well. I was just buzzing. It didn't matter, win or lose or whatever. When I got out of there, I was just happy I can say I'm a boxer now. And then I went and won 12 or 13 fights on the spin then, got the semis as the schoolboys. And I lost to a lad now who's a featherweight Commonwealth champion as a pro, Truscott his name is. I lost to him by 2 points, 5-3, close fight, I think. And then I had a year off. Not a year off, then I just weren't as good, I don't think. I think I lost a bit of dedication at about 14 or 15. I had 15 fights and I only won 8 of them. And then the year after that, I proper got my head down, and ever since then, I ain't looked back really. I won the schoolboys, the British title, some junior stuff, and then European junior medal, so I've done a lot since.
But you've said at some stage you could have gone down another path because a lot of your mates, unfortunately, ended up in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think if it hadn't been boxing, you would have...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What kind of naughty stuff would you have been up to?
You don't know, dear, what would have brought you down. But to be the ones who have gone to prison are the ones who advise me best, and when they're going out, won't ring me that they're going out.
So they understand much better the discipline you need. Yeah.
When they're going out, like other mates, you go, "You coming out, Frank? Come on!" Okay, now I'm trying. They go, "Oh, come on!" And some of them will get me to come out sometimes. Then the next day, I was thinking more that I go out and then. My mates inside won't even ask me. They're saying, "Oh, you ain't coming out." In other words, and sometimes they go, "We won't go out, we'll come out and yours, we'll play the computer, or you come out and mine, play the computers." So, good to be fair.
So, are some of them still inside or messing
up? The one's gone in, but my main two mates, Ollie and Mickey, they're out now.
Yeah.
And they're doing all right themselves, really, so it's good.
And I guess in a way you must feel, I mean, obviously you're fighting for yourself and your family, but I guess partly also for kids like that who maybe didn't have the opportunities. And
yeah, stuff like that, yeah. I want people to look up to say, I want to be like Frankie Gavin and stuff like that.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.